And Mr. George Lobby of the North Pod Bulletin with us. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back in studio. Hey, maybe I'll ask you this. The National Weather Service is, and it's certainly coming true, it says areas of smoke. Are there wildfires somewhere?
Areas of smoke?
Yeah.
That's a new one on me. I haven't looked yet. I don't know.
I Googled it and couldn't find anything. And I mean, you can kind of tell it is a little different haze.
It doesn't really smell smoky out there. I just thought it was fog when I...
Well, and it says there's areas of smoke tonight as well. And I've not gotten a solution on this. So I don't know if there's wildfires somewhere. There probably is somewhere. But either way,
I was thinking it was going to be nice all weekend. The last time I looked.
It's going to be pretty nice for the next week. We got a spring. These are rare.
What do we have? Like 2 weeks of rainy weather now.
Yeah.
It seems like. And
it's been great.
We're due for some sunshine.
It is going to be a really nice weekend, which is what you're worried about, because Saturday, you got a big event, Music on the Bricks, 7th annual.
Saturday. I'm just looking right now. 78 degrees, sunshiny. 5% chance of moisture.
Dialed up a beautiful Saturday.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. got pretty lucky there.
Well, maybe we're blessed. I don't know. But we're looking forward to it. It's looking good. Things are coming along really well. And we're excited. You know, we've had one for, this will be the 7th one. We've had one basically every year except for a COVID interruption.
Right.
Since 2017 when the great eclipse happened.
And, yep.
So this will be the 7th because we made that one up anyway, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we're going to have two this year because we've had a lot of requests to do that. Some people said, hey, have them every week or something. You know, well, I can't do that.
That's a little much.
Every month is a bit much, yeah. But we thought the bookend of the summer, so it's school's just out. And so we picked it. That's why we picked a date months ago. And then we're going to do one in August again like we normally do.
Very good. And so this is Saturday. This Saturday, live music downtown on Dewey Street. It's a great location.
Yep.
When you can cut off the whole downtown area there.
Yep.
For live music. Bring your lawn chair down and enjoy live music. Starts at 6:00.
Music starts at 6:00, gates open at 5:00.
Okay.
Yep, we're going to have kids' games. We're just working on that the last few days, and we got a nice lineup of stuff. We have a bounce house and hula hoops and stuff like that, face painters. We're going to have stuff for kids to do and keep them busy and having fun while mom and dad are enjoying the music or talking to friends and neighbors or what have you. So we got food and beverages, including brews. Good Life on the Bricks is going to have a place out on the corner, so you can get a beer there if you want.
Oh, very good.
You can pop into their place, too, and have a little bite to eat if you want. It's going to go like 6 hours, so there's plenty of time. So come on down. It's only $5.
$5.
And family friendly. That's our emphasis. And it's kind of tough to stick, and this, especially with inflation, it's kind of tough to stick with a $5 admission, but we made a promise to ourselves that we do it one more time anyway. So come on down. It won't cost you much.
Very good.
Have a good time.
What's the lineup of who starts the night for music?
Well, a lot of people know Kenny O'Dean. He's been playing around here for a long time. He's a top class musician, and he's from Hersey, and he's going to start the thing off with his band called Strawbone.
Blues rock.
Yeah, you know, they like Steely Dan.
Okay.
And I think they do a Toto song or something.
There you go.
So they're kind of sophisticated, and they like to find the hidden gems. Last time I heard them, they did Taxman by the Beatles. And so, you know, it's a little more complex, and it's a little more, I don't know, I call them hidden gems or kind of forgotten gems. But they're really good, and they pick good songs to do. And then they're going to be followed by Bases Loaded, which played around here quite a bit, and it's led by Steve Main, who grew up in North Platte. And they're a really good band. They play all the classic rock songs that you want to hear and dance to. They specialize in dance music. They do three-part harmonies. They say they've got the best guitarist in Nebraska, and I suppose there'd be guitar players who might argue that. But he's really good, and their whole sound is really great. So. They're going to play for about 3 hours.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, at least two long sets or maybe three shorter ones, but they're going to play for quite a while. And then followed by Jack Bunger, who's, you know, phenomenal.
He might put a claim in for best guitarist.
Phenomenal. Yeah, I think he might.
I know he's up there.
I think his supporters, yeah, certainly would. Man, he's good. I don't get over-enthused. I see a lot of stuff. You know, in news, you just see a lot of stuff. You kind of stay objective about it, but... I tell you what, he is he's fabulous. He got to me. I was looking, so we used to do open mics downtown,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking back through our files the other day, happened to come across this, and I was always saying he was about 13 or 14 the first time he came down, but I looked back, he was 11.
Oh, wow.
And he played Stevie Ray Vaughan's song, and I made a note in my notebook about it, and that's the caliber he was at that time, and he's done nothing but grow. That was 10 years ago or so, and then he's playing with two of the, you know, veteran musicians. They're well in their 60s, and they've been playing all their lives, and they're just fabulous. Greg Todd, and he can bang the drums with all the energy of a 17-year-old. And J.D. Warren is always in the pocket with his bass playing. Super smooth and super, just right on. And so the trio, I think they rock better, I'll say better, in my opinion, than any other trio around, anywhere in the state, and maybe in, you know, a wider area too. They're just fabulous. So they're going to play from 10 to midnight. So, you know, if you want to hear that lively rock and, you know, come on down. You can rock out in the late hours on a Saturday
Absolutely.
Night. Sometimes there's not a lot to do. You know, this town kind of folds up about 10:30 or so. So, but there'll be stuff going on down there for another couple hours. So come on down. It only costs you $5 to get in.
Music on the Bricks. It's Saturday, this Saturday, downtown. So you probably block off from here to...
Yeah. Fourth to sixth.
Okay, yep. Very good.
It'll be all blocked off. The stage will be down there kind of in near Good Life on the Bricks. And you know, on the other end of the block, the ice cream shop's open. So grab your ice cream down there. There's a tea place or a drinks place across the street now, Nutrition. And they said they plan to be open. So we'll have vendors out there. Going to have a Chicago hot dog vendor.
Oh, wow.
Pushing a little cart, yeah. And I'm told by the guy that runs it normally that his mother wants to take it over. So she is going to, and they're all from Chicago originally, so she's going to present the hot dogs. He's going to back her up, he said. He's going to help mom get along. But mom wants to take the cart over for the summer.
Hey,
so.
Good for her.
So this will be a big experience for you. So be polite to her and be nice. But they fix fabulous hot dogs. I think they said they have some street tacos too.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Music on the Bricks this Saturday. And again, you're going to do it again in August, your normal?
Plan in August, yeah. That'll be, I think, the 11th and 12th, if I remember the calendar right.
That'll be here before we know it.
Yeah. No kidding.
We'll be talking school starting here soon.
No kidding. You know, when we get one done, people say, oh, you should start planning them. No, I just want to rest for a while.
Amen to
relax
that.
Relax and, you know, look back with fondness for a while. But it's amazing how time slips away, and it takes a lot to get these things organized. So,
and this started.
So we'll probably start for the August one right after this one's over.
This started because of the eclipse, is that right?
Yeah.
That was 7 years ago?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. It feels like it was two.
Well, six. Yeah, it'd be 6 years this fall.
That's insane. That's wild.
Actually, Tom Gosnell, some people know him. Like Tammy Gosnell's a kind of a noted musician that came out of North Platte. She went to the upper levels of The Voice, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And, that's right.
Yeah, she's great. Well, her brother, Tom, had a band in high school with Brandon Raby that runs the espresso shop.
Yep.
And some other guys around, and Nate Bacchus, who's still playing music. And he said to me, he said, man, we should have a show downtown on Eclipse Day. And we had a lot of open mics, and we had a couple of things outdoors, and I'd always kind of had the ambition to have something like that. So I said, let's go for it. Don Curry jumped in. Don's a big supporter of music and events like that. And he's with the Noon Rotary. And so the Noon Rotary's going to provide the security at the gates like they've done every year. And
again.
So it just all kind of come together. There's a lot of good people working on it. Quick Stop has been a tremendous financial sponsor. And, you know, Nebraska Land Bank gets in there too. And Gary Superfoods, hometown grocery store. We started out trying to do stuff just locally with local people because you know this too, but there's a wealth of talent in town and ability and skills, and sometimes it's overlooked. Sometimes we look out to the horizon and see what's happening out mm-hmm. there. But I think it's important to look around here and see what we can do here. So it's local bands and local people putting this together and local sponsors.
Very good. Music on the Bricks this Saturday.
Thanks so much for your time and all you do down here.
Absolutely. Gates open at 5. It starts at 6. Just $5. Bring the family. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music downtown North Platte. George, it's good to see you. Good to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Things go better with rock.
That's